If you're learning daf lama gimel bay starting on top on the Mishnah. But Elin and Bate Akatseim, what's called Bate Khatseim Lafuke Bate Ari Chaima? So we said Bate Ari Chaima has three properties with two houses each. Two duplex in each. That's what it is. Even if it has a wall, if it's only two properties with two duplexes, the halacha is that's not a city enough to call Bate Rechaimah. How do we know this? But you remember, Bate Rechaimah is Rab, Bate and Chatzerim. And says there, if it doesn't have a wall, Bate Chatzerim. We'll see in a second what the drasha is. Let's just learn the drasha. Maja bate chatzer means doesn't have a wall. Any day it's in l'chaima, chatzer means without a wall. It says bate chatzer masha in lehem chaima. We know it doesn't have a wall. It's bate chatzer. So ma tam alayim asha in lehem chaima. It means asha in lehem chaima, afi shesh lehem chaima, kamish lehem chaima. The certain things, even if it has a wall, it's like it doesn't have a wall. What's that? That's when it's two houses in two fields. But kama, what is that? Kama hein? Bottom shnayim chatzerim shnayim shtei chatzer shnei bottom. So that's the pasuk teaching us bate chatzerim shein lechayma. The certain bate chatzerim that's like it doesn't have a wall. Why? Because it only has two houses in two fields. So maybe it means it was two fields, which one house in each, total of two houses. Bate chatzerim, total of two houses. And maybe if it be two and two, maybe that'll be enough. That's the Gemara's question. Ema bayis v'chatz is no good, but bate chatzerim, two bayis and two chatzerim will be good. So tomorrow, to say one bias in two chatzerim, one bias in each chatzer, that you never say bate. And can lichter rechmona chatzerim. We know if it has two chatzerim, it has at least two houses. Why? Because rechmona chatzerim chatzer bias mashu. Maybe it's a property out of house. That's not called a chatzer. That's called a karfif. Who karfif ikri? That's called a karfif, which means an empty land, and not called a chatzer. Chatzer is something you live in. So chatzer always has a house. So since it says bate chatzerim, teaches us has to have each chatzer has to have two houses. And then it's saying hashem lechayma. That then a chayma won't even work. The only time a chayma works is it has to have three fields with two houses in each. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Yisrael Shiyarish Hasavi Imer Levi. We said before, Levi has special dinim. Levi can be goyel his field forever and he always gets it back by Yevil. Now what happens if the Yisrael Yarshin from his Zayda the Levi, he's Yarshined a field. His grandfather the Levi, he Yarshined a field. A steyachuza of the Levi from his grandfather. Ain't a goyel kaseida hazeh. Sounds like, what you're reading the Mishnah sounds like, ain't a goyel kaseida hazeh means he's not goyel like Yisrael, he's goyel like a Levi. He gets dim like a Levi. Even though he's not a Levi. But since his grandfather, the field was a Levi field, that's enough. But Levi, the opposite case also. Levi is Yarsh Havim Yisrael, ain't a goyel kaseida hazeh. Also, the Levi Yarsh is his grandfather, Yisrael, he gets a dim Levi now on it. So he gets Alam Ailis. Shenema, the problem is the possible ring is the opposite. Shenema, ki bote or levim, hi achuz osam, ache levi v'or levim. And he's both milas. You're levi and or levim, which is not like the Gemara before. Dibre Rebbe. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Dibre Rebbe. It's not like the Mishnah started off with. V'chomer no, ein dvar malola mur mal bar levim. V'chomer says totally one thing. Orei halavim. Orei halavim, no matter who owns it, gets the gula oilam and always goes back to the yevil. Gula oilam and always goes back to the yevil. But if it's not an Ari Alevim, even though you're a Levi, there's no din that's Gula Loilam. Basically, a Levi has a Maila, like always Bate Chaserim. All his properties are like Bate Chaserim, that it could be Gula Loilam and it comes back to be able. Basically, all Levi's fields, besides Eir Chaim, aside if it's a Pstei Achuza, either way he gets all the Mailas. That's the Levi's din. So the Mishnah started off, the Yisrael, that Yarshin's grandfather Levi, gets din Levi, and a Levi, Yarshin, the Yisrael, also din Levi. So the Mishnah says, "Elikaman." The Mishnah says, "Inikol kaseyazev." Elikaman kalev ben Levi. Bahad the Tani. Then he brings down a pasuk that says, "Achihu Levi v'ar Leviim." So it's Mamzer Stira, the Reish L'Seifa. Zochdemar no. Ema inigoyel elikaseyda hazeh. You read the Mishnah different. Inigoyel elikaseyazev. He is goyel like Yisrael until he has everything. Achihu Levi v'ar Leviim. Divrei Rabbi. So now you're reading the Mishnah correctly, which means that the only time a Levi has din Levi, only if he's a Levi himself and Ari Alevim. And Rabbanon say, no, Ari Alevim is enough.
Yeah. Only Ari Alevim.
What?
But with the case of him being a Levi, how does that work?
It won't work. It won't, if you're Rabbanon?
According to anyone.
If he's a Levi,
if he's a any Yarshan from Israel,
then Lekuli Alma it won't work.
So
yeah.
The Mishnah says it does work.
No, it means Eina Ella Kaseh. They say words with Ella. That was everything. Yeah, Eina Ella Kaseh the Hazel, which means like a Israel.
But the Israel that Yarshan's.
Then that's Machlekes. That's Machlekes Rabbi and Rana by Israel Yarshan. Bishlam Alavim Nechsev Ki Batei Ari Alavim. That we understand why it has to be Er Levim, because it's about the Er Levim. But El Levim alone, how do you know it has to be a Levi himself? How do you know it has to be Levi himself? What's found in Rabbi? So the Gemara says a drasha, and it takes a little while to get into it. The Chsiv, Vashu Yigam Levim. The Pasuk says Yigam Levim. How do you darshan that Pasuk? Vatanya learned the Raisa that you darshan the Pasuk, Vashu Yigam Levim, two ways. Vashu Yigam Levim means that you goyel from Levim, and it also means that Levim are goyel. So first, the dashin is from Yigael from Levim. V'tanya, Vashigam Levim. Yochel Levi Yisrael. Maybe a Levi who, let's say a Levi sold one of his fields to Yisrael, so he has the Ma'ali, he can be Yigael forever. Yigael. So Zeh Yafa Koyach, Zeh Yafa Koyach, because a Levi is better than Yisrael. But maybe, if he sold to your Levi friend, maybe then you can't be Yigael. Have a Levi, Loi. Maybe you don't have a din, you can be Yigael Olam. So Zeh Yafa Koyach, Zeh Yafa Koyach. Tam Elohim, Vashigam Min Levim. That darshan is that even when you go from Levim, you have this din of Gul Olam. Because the pasuk says, "Asher Yigal Min Levim," it says you could get it back. Yovel and you go Olam. So Tamalim Min Levim. Now there's another drasha, Min Levim, which means when Levim are Goyel himself, Loi Kal Levim. Prat Leben Levi Mamzer. Even a Levi Mamzer in a sin, it doesn't have the milus of a Levi. And Kol Shekain, a Yisrael isn't a mile of a Levi. And this is the makar for Rebbe. Because it says, min alevi, only some alevim, and not a levi mamzer. So vada, a Yisrael himself, does not have the maila of a levi, even if he's Yerush, or a levim. But you don't have to be a levi mamzer. You have to be a levim, but you don't have to be, doesn't darshan is rosh, of achi levi. So look at the next Mishnah Vayta. We know in this Ari HaLevim, we're talking about Ari HaLevim, they have a chuzah, right? What's the chuzah? They didn't get a chilik HaShvatim. They weren't chilik to Levi. So what's their chuzah awesome? Their chuzah awesome is, there was the 48 cities that were given, the Ari Miklat, that were given to Levim. Now, those cities have special dinim, that they have a migrosh. Migrosh means they had a border around the city. The first 1,000 amos of the border was empty, and the next 1,000 amos was where they planted things. So someone sells something, it means either in the city or in the migrosh. Now, Einais inside the Migrosh. If the part that's empty from planting, you're not allowed to make that. The part that you plant, you can't make that into a Migrosh. V'loi Migrosh Sada, you can't turn the part that's empty into a Sada. Because it's a noy of the ear to have an empty field, to have empty space. Tell Lakewood about that. V'loi Migrosh Ear, V'loi Ear Migrosh. Well, it says, Loi Migrosh Ear, Loi Ear Migrosh. Also, let's say the houses part, you can't make it to a Migrosh, and you can't make the houses part into a Migrosh, and you can't make the Migrosh into houses. Both ways. Omar Rav Elazar, all these dinim are, B'med Var Murim Ba'ar Levim. It's a shayla if the Tanakhama means even by Ari Yisrael you have a Salacha, or maybe Rav Elazar is explaining the Tanakhama. Omar Rav Elazar, B'med Var Murim Ba'ar Levim, Ba'ar Yisrael, Oisim Sada Migrosh, U Migrosh Sada. You could turn a Sada into a Migrosh, a Migrosh into a Sada. Remember, Migrosh means empty area. Migrosh ear, you can make a migrosh into a city, but lo ear migrosh, that you can't do. You can't take a city and make it into a migrosh. Shliach riva is Ari Yisrael, shouldn't destroy the Ari Yisrael that's built up, shouldn't destroy it and turn it into a migrosh. End of the Mishnah says the halacha like this: Hakanim v'alaviyim moichrim la'olam, they can sell forever v'goyim la'olam. Shnei magulos olam til la'olaviyim. So you understand what goyim la'olam means, that they can be goyim forever, first year, second year, you know, tol yovel. But what does it mean moichrim la'olam? Everyone's allowed to sell la'olam. So Rashi mutches with this. Rashi says maybe it means you let us sell on the year of Yovel, but he says that can't be a pshat either. If Rashi says Moichin Loilam is just agav makdishim loilam, and just agav. So Moichin Loilam is not really a chiddush. The ikka chiddush is goyalim loilam. Shnema gulos oilam til alavim. Zok to Gemara. Omer Rav Elazar medva amurim ba'orei halavim ba'orei Yisrael oisim. You could turn a migrosh into a city, a sada, and sada into a migrosh. The kuli alamia, but the levim lay machinim. But levim, you can't change. Not immediately. How do you know? Amar Rav Elazar, Dama Kra, Usedei Migrash Areim Lo Yimacher. And we darshin the word Lo Yimacher could mean shouldn't change it. Ma Lo Yimacher, Ilam Lo Yimacher Klal. But Amar Chsev Gulos Am Tiel Levim, you could sell it. Mechal Dem Zavni, you could sell Sodom Migrash. It says there's a Din Gulos Am Tiel Loi. Elamai Lo Yimacher Lo Yishana. You shouldn't change it. You shouldn't change it. Therefore, that's the makar. You shouldn't change a sada into a migrosh or a migrosh into a sada. So up to here, the two dots are Kanan and Velavim, and we'll stop over here. Mitzvah Shem, on the next recording, we'll have that.